Hello and welcome to this episode of the HL Resell Podcast. This is a podcast made for resellers by a reseller, and in today's episode I am going to be covering the major sneaker releases for April 2021, as well as some shoes you should invest in right now if you can, as I can see prices increasing. Now that we've gotten the intro out of the way, let's get right into the podcast. So first up, April 3rd is our first big day for releases, and we have both the Nike SB Dunk Low ACG and the Jordan 1 High Zoom Stadium Greens dropping. Both of these shoes are good to resell, however you should expect much higher profits on the ACG Dunks, as especially during this huge SB wave that we are in right now, a clean colorway like this is very desirable. Then, to follow that up, the SB Dunk Low Wasted Youth is dropping on April 6th. Now this shoe is in collaboration with Verdi, and the resale prices are looking pretty tidy right now, about £500. Though, this will dip a little bit when the shoe releases. This shoe features a patchwork denim upper, accented by a rose which replaces the swoosh on the medial side of the shoe. Next, on April 10th, is probably the release I am most excited about this month. Not only is it the day after my birthday, but it is the Jordan 5 Toro Bravo release. Now, this shoe is similar to the old Raging Bull 5s, which have always been somewhat of a grail of mine, so I cannot wait to get my hands on a pair of these. These Jordan 5s feature a red suede upper, and I expect resale prices to be around £300, so they are definitely worth picking up. After that is a very exciting release on Friday, April 16th, as there is a couple very interesting dunks dropping. These are the Michigan and Green Glow Dunk Lows. Now we have already had the Michigan Highs, which released last year, and which performed at about £150 on the aftermarket. So I expect both of these colorways to perform very similarly to that. However, the Green Glow should be slightly more profitable, as it seems that that color will have higher demand. Now following on from that is the Hyper Royal ones, which come out on April 17th. I think these shoes look amazing, and they remind me a lot of the Turbo Greens from a couple of years ago. Profit margins on these shoes should be very nice, with resale looking similar to the recent UNC ones. However, if I manage to cop these by some miracle, they are going straight on foot. Now in the final part of the month we have arguably some of the best releases of the year, including the Spartan Green Lows dropping on April 21st, and then followed by the Lemon Drop Dunks on April 24th. Both of these beautiful looking shoes are going to have an excellent resale price, with the Spartans predicted to be around £160 and the Lemons predicted at around £450, so definitely worth going for. Then, on the 26th is a shoe that has been leaked for a very long time, but has finally been confirmed, which is the khaki Travis Scott Sixers. I think these shoes are absolutely beautiful, and what's even more beautiful than the way they look is the expected resale price of them, which is going to be similar to the old Travis Sixers at about £500 to £600. Then, rounding off one of the best months for releases in a long time, is the two new colorways of the Sakai Vapor Waffles. Now in my opinion, I do think the Vapor Waffles are becoming slightly oversaturated, as these will be the 5th and 6th colourway to come out of the shoe in about as many months. However, my opinion isn't going to change the fact that these will resell for very well, at around £300, and maybe with the purple even reaching £350, as that is the more desirable colour. Then, the final Jordan to release in this wonderful month is the Jordan 4 UNC. Personally, I'm not the biggest fan of this shoe, but I know a lot of people are, which is why the expected resale of this shoe is between £250 and £375 if you get a good size. Now, to round off this podcast, I would like to quickly have a chat about what I believe will be a good shoe to invest in, and for me that is the Patina Jordan 1s. Now I have had a pair of these in hand, so I think I'm qualified to say that this shoe is stunning. The current resale prices certainly don't reflect that, but I think that in around a year I can see these shoes slowly rising in price and fetching those that invest now up to £100 profit. Now, thank you so much for listening to the HL Resale Podcast. I hope you all have a great month. And if you do have any feedback for me, please let me know, because this is my first episode and any feedback is greatly appreciated on how I can improve. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.